Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The Iranian government has failed to give a positive answer to a package of incentives offered Iran in June by the P5 plus 1. The P5 plus 1 is made up of Britain, China, France, Russia, the United States, and Germany. The incentives include political, economic, and trade benefits, as well as help with civil nuclear energy, if Iran agrees to suspend all of its proliferation-sensitive nuclear activities and enter into negotiations on a long-term agreement to resolve international concerns with Iran's nuclear program. Proliferation-sensitive nuclear activities can be used to produce nuclear weapons, and the United Nations Security Council has required that Iran stop all such work. As a result of Iran's failure to give a clear and positive answer to the P5 plus 1's generous incentives package, the P5 plus 1 has agreed to begin pursuing further sanctions on Iran. The UN Security Council has already adopted 3 UN Security Council resolutions imposing legally binding sanctions on Iran. In addition, the U.S. and other countries have adopted targeted financial measures aimed at Iranian banks, entities, and individuals involved in Iran's proliferation-related activities. U.S. State Department Acting Deputy Spokesman Gonzalo Gallegos said the P5 plus 1 countries have reaffirmed their commitment to a dual-track strategy with Iran.
While the incentive track remains open, the political directors agreed that in the absence of a clear and positive response, we have no choice but to pursue further sanctions, and we're discussing next steps and beginning to consider the possible outlines of another sanctions resolution.
U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice says Iran's refusal to comply with Security Council mandates concerning its nuclear program has exposed Iran to isolation that is affecting Iran's economy. Iran's leaders, said Secretary of State Rice, should have felt that time was running out on this issue a long time ago. When you're under UN Chapter 7 resolutions, when you're having trouble getting banks to come in, getting investment, when export credits are going down from around the world, when you have inflation roaring, said Secretary of State Rice, time is running out.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.